Good morning. Last Sunday, we read from Isaiah 60, and I want to begin this morning by referencing that. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and a thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." Last Sunday during worship, I shared with Pastor Sandy that I had a picture in my head of a thick, weighted, heavy blanket that was covering the east side of Cleveland and covering the earth, and I didn't know what that meant. And then when Pastor Sandy shared Isaiah 60 after church, I said, you know, I think that thick darkness, that thick blanket was the darkness that covers the earth. And so I left last Sunday thinking about lamplighters. My kids are in Mary Poppins right now at our school, and Bert was a lamplighter, you know, and I was researching lamplighters and how they would, that was their job and what they would do and how they needed people to hold the ladders and they needed people to light the wick. And I thought about how that applies to us, and I was encouraged last week because I thought about all the places God's been poking me and prodding me to share the light, you know, to share the light with certain people, to share the light in my town, to share the light where I'm working, and it was encouraging to me. And then, but when Pastor Sandy asked me to share this week, there was more. It wasn't just about the light. And I thought about what happens when you see the light and when you share the light. And this morning when I woke up, there was a beautiful sunrise. I'm not sure if anyone else saw it. I have a picture of it here on my phone, but I was doing a lot of things this morning, but I had to stop because when the sun rises, it captures you. When it comes up over the horizon, there's colors, and it just I stopped. And I took a picture on my phone, and it just captured me. And when you're at the beach, when we were at the beach this summer, people would get up at the crack of dawn just to see the sunrise. And they'll have their phone out there so they can do it on slow-mo, just so they can see the colors because it captures you. You're attracted. We are attracted to the light. So last week, light was what God kept speaking to me, that we're supposed to share the light. We're supposed to be lamplighters. And then, but when you share the light, the darkness is revealed. And last week, I kept thinking of the heavy darkness, and the darkness is not nice to see. So when the light comes, it brings life. This morning during prayer, God just kept speaking life. And in this song, he's calling us to life. The life and the light brings life. But the darkness is hard to bear because you see, when you're looking inside, when God's showing me, Amber, share the light. Well, when I light up my own life, there's darkness still that I see that God wants me to deal with in certain areas, and it's not nice to see. And it's easier to go back in the dark than it is to bring that to the light. But he's calling us this year, now, in the beginning, to bring the light. But what happens then, people are drawn to the light, just like I was this morning. You're drawn to it. And then what does that life bring? That life, the third word, it was light, and then life, and then the last word was love. In John, when I'm reading from John today, this is what, last night I went to bed and it was late and I was like, God, I'm still not sure what I'm supposed to share. I know last week it was light. I know you were showing me light. And I know that God's bringing life, but it was the word love. In John 1, in the beginning, this is the beginning of our year, was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. As hard as the darkness is to see, the life overcomes it. He's calling dead things to life at the beginning of this year. He's calling dead things in you to life. He's calling dead things in me to life. He's calling the east side of Cleveland to life, and he's asking us to light it. But what happens? People are going to stop when they see the light, and they're going to be, two things are going to happen. They're going to see the darkness in their own life, and they're either going to run back to the darkness because they're not going to like what they see, or they're going to run to the light. Like, well, they're going to be captivated by that light. And when they run to the light, it's going to bring them life. But then what is it our job to do? Right after Jesus, reading the red, right after Jesus in John 3:16 says, God so loved the world, he's speaking to Nicodemus, he says, but whoever does what is true comes to the light. This is John 3:21. But whoever does what is true comes to the light so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. And then he goes on later on in John to say, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than someone lay down his life for his friends. When the light comes and we show the light on the east side of Cleveland to our area, people are going to come, and the darkness is not going to be completely gone yet. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be, but we're called to love in every circumstance. We're called to love what God has called out in us. We're called to love the people around us, and we're called to love those that God's going to bring in. And it's not lovely, and it's not perfect, and it's not nice, but God's called us to connect, to forgive, and to love. And so what he's been speaking to me is this cycle of light, life, and love. And at the beginning of this year, it's my challenge to me and to all of us is to hold up the light, to call to God, because God is calling us to life and to love.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you. Yeah.
Why don't you stand with us and worship the Lord?
You know, Amber, she shared that scripture out of John chapter 1, and before I got saved, that was the scripture that the Lord put in my heart to challenge me to come out of my darkness and come to the light. And you know, it's the Word of God. It's the Word of God, whether it's Jesus, the Word made flesh, or it's the spoken word. But that's going to bring light. It was what broke the darkness over me, that Word of God, Jesus in the flesh and Jesus the Word. So, Lord, we just thank you today as we worship you. Just be lifted up, Lord, in spirit and in truth today. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Bring light, bring life, bring love, Lord.
We're heaven-spun creations, His pride and adoration, treasured, woven by His love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within His promise of calling and of destiny. I'm going to sing that again. We're heaven-spun creation, His pride and adoration, treasures woven by His love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within His promise of calling and of destiny. I will sing of all you've done. I'll remember how far you carry me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end.
Never giving up on me, no. And I was hopeless, I knew I was lost. Death and darkness were my only songs. I needed someone to come rescue me. Then mercy heard my plea.
Oh Lord, you found me. You heal me, you call me from the grave. You give me a real love, I thank you Jesus. You wash my sins away. Oh now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came and set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. Gave me beauty, my guilty stains. And now I'm living day to day by your grace. So excuse me if I can't contain my breath. Cause I know that I've been saved.
Lost. Death and darkness were my only songs. I needed someone to come rescue me. Then mercy heard my plea.
Oh Lord, you found me. Oh Lord, you found me. If I can't contain my praise, cause I know, yes I know that I've been saved. Oh Lord, you found me, you healed me, you called me from the grave, you gave me a real love, thank you Jesus.
Will grow away.
good.
Oceans of love could never contain all of your love, forever untamed. With one final breath, vanquished my death and laid to rest all my transgressions. Oceans of love. Oceans of love could never contain all of your love, ever untamed. With one final breath, you vanquished my death and laid to rest all my transgressions. Let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus. Only Jesus. Let it be Jesus.
Breathe on us this morning, God. Breathe on us.
And there in the tomb, it's broken and bruised. Every disease, all heaven broke through. I was dead in my grave, swallowed my blame.
Thank you, Lord.
Poured out your blood,
yes.
My resurrection. Here we go, let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus,
only Jesus, all that.
Death is no more. The trumpets will sound, carry me home. With joy there will be when I see your face, with shouts of triumph and bellows of praise.
Jesus, forever Jesus, all that I am, oh, all that I am, all that's within, let it be Jesus, all that I am, all that I am, all that's within, let it be Jesus.
Now let the breath of God just come over us today. Just breathe it in. Just breathe it in. Lord, pour out on us your love, your mercy, your grace. Lord. Let your light shine. Beacons of light. Forever, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Close your eyes. Sing to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The King of Kings. Worship you, Lord, this place today. Change hearts.
This moment when heaven breaks through, I want to stay here forever with you. And I am surrounded, and I just want to worship. It's all I want to do. Will you fully inhabit the song sing to you? And I just want to worship, lift my hands to you, fully present in this moment, fully given to you, drawn to the beauty, the glory of your grace. I see perfection when we're face to face. And I am surrounded, and I just want to worship. It's all I want to do. Will you fully inhabit the song I sing to you? And I just want to worship and lift my hands to you. Fully present in this moment, fully given to you. For this I have been made, locked in your embrace, covered in your majesty. Here I have no need, I am truly free, everything as it should be. For this I have been made, locked in your embrace, covered in your majesty. Here I have no need, I am truly free, everything as it should be. Oh. In this next song, I just feel like the Lord is really asking for a surrender. So while we're worshiping through this song, raise your hands. Raise your hands to the Lord. And I'm going to invite you. I'm going to invite you to come up to the front as a sign of surrender to the Lord. And you don't have to wait for the person next to you. Just take the lead. Because the Lord is doing something different in all of us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your careful hand. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. Make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. You are breaking new ground. So make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Oh, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. 'Cause where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today. Cause where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today. Make me make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Oh, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, oh Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Yeah. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Yes. Oh Jesus, bring new wine out of me. 'Cause where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Oh, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Yes.
Every day, new wine every day. We've been doing this Read the Red ORC, and I had it in my head I was going to do something, but I figured let's do something from what everybody else has done, and new wine. Abide in me, right? What's God asking you to abide by? And it might be hard. It might be really, really hard. But it's right. So, John 15, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So carry that. Remember that God's not doesn't just produce something new from you once. You know, it's every single day. If you want it to be, right? So ushers are gonna come forward in a minute and we're gonna take up an offering. I'm just gonna pray over it real quick. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for the faithful. Thank you for bringing Colin home from the hospital. And that's a family who's abiding. If you want to look for inspiration, look for them. Help those around us, Lord. Help us to help those around us. Powerful in here today. So just bless this offering, Lord. I'm going to get out of the way and let you do your thing. In your name we pray. Amen.